Welcome to The Lex Factor, a lawfully good podcast where we'll brief you on the business of law so you can build a better practice and capture more billable hours.
All right, everybody, welcome back to The Lex Factor. So I'm going to start off with some really exciting news for you. So we had some great feedback over the past couple episodes. And so we are officially welcoming Brad Pauble as our official co-host.
Thank you.
Brad is being promoted from the Lexicon CIO to podcast. Let me do it without laughing.
Sorry.
To podcast co-host. So welcome, Brad. Thank you for taking this step in your career.
It's such an honor. You know, I wrote a speech here. Let me open it up here. I'd like to thank you for suggesting me.
Yeah.
Yes. And I just want to thank Michelle for being here today, which we haven't announced her yet.
I didn't even announce her yet.
Yes,
now you blew the secret.
Okay. I'm sorry. Yes, I'm very happy to be here.
Great, Brad. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, like Brad said, even though he took the words out of my mouth, a great co-host so far, we have with us today Michelle Wooldridge. She is from the Human Resources team at Lexicon. Welcome, Michelle.
Hi. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for coming. So, first and foremost, tell us about your dog.
Oh, Allie.
Very important.
So, she's a sassafras. She's a diva. I just work for her to live her life at home doing nothing.
Yes.
That's basically how
so
this
she
is.
She runs the house.
Oh, she runs my life.
Wow.
Yes.
She's so cute. So you work to pay for her bills.
Oh, yeah. Anything she wants, she gets.
Cable,
it's pretty bad.
As it should be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna move in with Michelle.
Absolutely. Could I be one of your pets? Right.
Well, hey, she lives in the lap of luxury at this point.
All right, so back to the topic here, even though that was pretty exciting. So we want to talk recruiting with you today. So a couple questions for you right off the bat. Really, what are some of those challenges that law firms face when it comes to managing the recruiting cycle, when they're doing it themselves?
Mm-hmm. So when you are a small law firm, whether it's 1 or 10 people, it's really coming down to time management and resources. Mm-hmm. With the time, you could spend anywhere, if you do it by yourself, 4 weeks to up to 4 months in selecting whether it's an attorney, paralegal, or just an office admin. And it's not necessarily because there's not people out there to hire, but it's the amount of time it takes to sift through and really determine who is a good candidate on paper, mm-hmm. and then taking yourself out of the business, out of the courtroom, to interview and then interview after interview and determine, is this really the fit? And do you have the right job even described?
Yeah.
Right. So there's so much that goes into it. I mean, by the time you start taking yourself out of the business, if you're charging $100 to $300 an hour, that's coming out of your pocket. That's not new clients. Like, that's a lot. And if it's up to 4 months, I mean, do the math.
Right.
You're losing a lot of money.
Your billable hours are...
Yeah.
Right.
So when you're looking at like the smaller firms, a single individual or even a small one, what are some of the mistakes that they would make then, you know, doing that job themselves?
So I think to a point, they think that they can do it all, not realizing that at some point you should have an outside help. You should have somebody really there to support you, because you're trying to run essentially a full business from front to back. And having this thrown in, I mean, it's going to throw you completely off. And then you might eventually give up in, fact, filling that position and just passing on opportunities of taking on new cases.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, again, coming back to you're not bringing in that extra money.
Sure.
So it's a huge loss because it becomes overwhelming.
Not to mention if you choose the wrong candidate, rush through it,
things
like that as well. So.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice for them, like, to, you know, sort through that?
Yeah, so I think really when it comes to recruiting or finding that next best person for your office, take your time. I know it seems like a lot of work, but time will tell. And sometimes the grass is green that's in front of you, and you can't always keep searching for the next best thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because that best thing sitting in front of you might not be here tomorrow. And it's not necessarily to force you.
Yeah. That was. I felt it in the room. My emotions went up right there.
Early morning.
I know.
Deepness.
It's not really to, like, force you to make a decision quick, but you need to sometimes go with your gut and be like, I have the right person. I can't just keep searching for something.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, attorneys, even outside the legal industry, no one has time these days. You know what I mean? And we're all consistently looking for efficiencies. And especially when it comes to the legal industry, that's one of the top ways that you can bring in more billable hours every mm-hmm. year. It's just finding those efficiencies. So mm-hmm. if you're spending 4 months trying to hire somebody and you're losing new cases, new clients, you're late to try, who knows? Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, it's not good in the long run. You think it's one simple thing like hiring a new attorney, hiring a new paralegal, excuse me. But at the end of the day, it can take so much from your business and that basically your income coming home every day. Mm-hmm. So,
well, plus you can end up on a paralegal side. You could not have well defined on paper what exactly it should be. Mm. And you're literally looking for a unicorn and a purple squirrel. So you need somebody to answer
that is
your
so
phone.
Michelle.
It is. It is.
You're like,
can we have
if
the
you
purple
could see
squirrel
Michelle,
riding?
You'd be like, yes, yeah, she would use that analogy.
I mean, you're literally looking for that perfect person that'll be both an admin and help you run your cases. And those are hard to find.
Oh, yeah.
And you can miss those people. Because you have to have the right resources and know where to look. Mm-hmm. And that, again, takes a lot of time.
Okay. So let's talk about a pretty easy salve here. So mm-hmm. Lexicon offers full-service HR mm-hmm. As well as recruiting. Mm-hmm. So we're talking recruiting here. What really can a third party like Lexicon bring to the table when it comes to recruiting and hiring for your firm? Why is it an easy yes to use an outside party? I think you've mentioned a lot of it already, but let's go there.
Yeah, so I think it's really a plan. I think when people go to hire, they go to hire, but they don't really know how to get from point A to point Z, and they're skipping a bunch of steps and having to go backwards. So I think for us as Lexicon, it's taking that time with the client and not just investing in understanding the job, but understanding your culture, who mm-hmm. you are, and where you're trying to go.
So it's really that customized mm-hmm. per firm.
Mm-hmm. Because I think that people forget that on paper, that's the easy part. It truly mm-hmm. is. I can match your skill set all day. But it's matching who sits in that office with you that you have to say hello to every morning.
Every single right. day.
You know? Right. Or
you
that,
have to listen to them chew every right. single day.
I mean, it's just, do you have that warm and fuzzy with them as well as do yeah. they with right. you? And I think that's the hard part because people are so focused on, I need this skill.
Or this position right away.
Yeah. Right.
And they rush into it.
That's
mm-hmm.
a good point. It's mm-hmm. not always about the skill set.
Mm-hmm.
You know, skills people can learn, mm-hmm. but it's about that.
Culture.
Yeah, the mm-hmm. culture, bringing mm-hmm. in the personality.
Right mm-hmm. So when you get to know a firm, mm-hmm. how do you, like, what are some of the things that you ask them to build that custom, mm-hmm. you know, kind of platform or?
Yeah. So I think it's asking them what their ideal candidate would look like, their expectations from them.
Mm-hmm.
Even asking about, you know, do you guys just allow them to come and go as they please? Because that's a huge part of, do you take a rigid, very scheduled attorney or paralegal, or do you have one that's used to self-managing mm-hmm. and not always being in an office, but still being able to perform? And then you have those that, do they have billable hour requirements or do they not already? Because those types of individuals, that is very different.
Right, different skill sets, different types of people.
Mm-hmm. And it's a struggle.
Yeah.
It's a struggle for some to come in or out of either one of those situations. So mm-hmm. it's just making sure of, what are your expectations when they come in? Are you willing to teach them some? How much? How much can I not have? Because I always say if you have 70 or 80% of that skill set and talent,
mm-hmm.
the rest is generally teachable.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
You know, so it's kind of one of those that then keeps them there longer as well. So it's kind of helping to open them up by using us because I always like to show people the full spectrum of skill set and everything because I think that's the only way for you to know if it's the right fit for you. Right.
That's a really good point that you made, too. You know, the cost of constantly turning over employees is extensive. So, mm-hmm. you know, finding that right culture fit that's going to be there with you through your journey is important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not to mention, if you go to, like, Indeed, which I'm not knocking any of that, or you're just asking for
that
referrals.
That is not a paid placement.
Right. But the
why do you have an Indeed cup right there? Right? Oh, no.
My cup is Lexicon. Do not let them lie to you. But, you know, we sit there and we
sift. I found the Savia glass door, just FYI.
We sift through those people that should never come across your desk. So when you have a candidate yeah. from us, you have them in front of you because they're worth that $100 to $300, $400 that you're charging an hour to mm-hmm. take out of your time.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's really narrowing that big field down to those select all-stars for you.
Yeah. And I mean, even think about it, too. If you were doing this yourself as a firm, you go maybe 4 weeks, maybe 4 months, however long it takes you to find that right candidate, but it doesn't end there. You have your onboarding. You have a month, two mm-hmm. months, 3 months of them getting to learn your firm, the mm-hmm. operations. You have to set them up with benefits. Mm-hmm. You have all the onboarding, everything HR that goes into it. So even just recruiting for a couple months to find that right candidate can drain a lot and can pull you from your matters, from your cases, from your clients. But you're not even done at that point. There's more.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I think that allows then the individuals of the firm to kind of gather themselves for that, because it's like once you get done with recruiting, you're like, all right, I got him here. Wait. So now what?
Right. And, let me start fresh.
Right. So then you feel it's like you're starting a whole nother task that is taking, again, more of your time. Again, there right. goes your cases, everything else. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's nice to have that firm that will take the energy and time to do the recruiting. So when they do come in the office, you can make it valuable for the new employee and really help to ensure that they stay
sure.
rather than just pushing them through.
It's not as simple as here's the break room, here's the restroom, here's your desk.
Right. I mean, I know they all hope that, but let's be honest, they all need a little bit of training. Right.
Wait, people get training when they start new jobs?
Yeah. As co-host, you trained me for like 6 hours. Don't you remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. No, she didn't.
No. Oh, oh, God. No, you're doing a great job.
Thank
both
you.
Of you are.
Thank you.
I'll invite you both back.
Oh, so. Thanks. No. Thanks.
So on top of that, Michelle, I read an article. The ABA Journal did a survey, and what they noted is that even with everything going on, law firms are still expected to grow and come out of this. So the results of the survey from the ABA Journal revealed that 63% of law firms, they felt satisfied with their lateral hiring experiences. And really one of the key reasons for that is because there's been a lot of improvements within the lateral hiring process. So one, how can Lexicon really help any firm, whether they're regardless of their size or regardless of their specialty, with lateral hiring? But really, I want to back up there. What the heck is lateral hiring? I did not Google that before I came in here.
So lateral hiring is kind of staying at the same level, but going to a different entity, going to another firm.
Okay.
And so...
So if I'm the product marketing manager mm-hmm. at Lexicon, that would be me going to a different company in a similar role
yes.
or similar hierarchy?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, yes. That's exactly what it is. Yeah.
I figure lateral, but you know. Mm-hmm.
Hey, there's no such thing as a stupid question.
Thank you, Mother.
Wow.
I know.
I think
she was like, that was a dumb question.
It's actually in the name, lateral. No, I'm just joking.
I know what lateral means, but I have to... There's probably people listening who are in the same boat as me
hey,
and just want to be sure they understand.
It happens.
Yes, it's good to clarify.
Yes, yes.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, continue, Michelle. Yeah, so like I said, how can Lexicon really help with lateral hiring?
Yeah, so I think it's really us knowing the industry. So somebody may, again, come with their ideal person, but your ideal person is not necessarily going to be that individual. So again, it's going back to helping them realize how we go and find these individuals. What makes your firm so special that I should go and poach them out of somewhere else?
Right.
Okay. Or, you know, if they already have been working for some time and they've chosen to take a break, or because of COVID they got released, why should they not aim for that next step? What makes your firm so special that they feel like, okay, I can do this, I can make that lateral move mm-hmm. and still have that next point to go? So again, it's about us creating that relationship with you as a law firm, and then us using that to be able to really grab those individuals and help them have the passion for mm-hmm. your law firm like we do for your firm as well.
Yeah, yeah. And that cultural match, you know, mm-hmm. when you're looking at, like you described before, they may have the same role but different skill sets across different firms. So mm-hmm. you taking that time to understand that culture and making mm-hmm. sure that they're going to be excited about that role and not make another lateral move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I use the word lateral.
Okay. What does lateral mean?
I don't know. I think it means I'm short.
Oh, no,
Brad, that's vertical.
Oh, okay. We won't go there.
But you'd actually be very surprised how many people make a lateral move.
Oh, yeah.
Because they can't stand their boss, or they can't stand this, or the commute. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it can be a variety of things. So us helping to understand the candidate and understand you helps us make that match.
Yeah.
And make it for the long term.
Well, and I wouldn't even say that lateral moves are always lateral. Sometimes they're lateral with a little vertical in there, Brad.
That's right.
So, you know, I've had a couple jobs, too. On paper, maybe the job is a lower title, but I had way more responsibility than I had at a different job that had a higher title.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it just depends on the company. It depends on their culture. Even the pay has been similar. You know, mm-hmm. I made a move from two different companies. Title was completely different, but pay was a lot more similar than you would have thought. So I think there's a lot of negativity when it comes to lateral moves because people envision when they're leaving a job, they need to grow. They need to move on to something mm-hmm. better. They need to challenge themselves. But the fact of the matter is you could move into a role with a similar title or even a lower title and it could be that much better of a move or that much mm-hmm. better of a challenge. Mm-hmm. You could even get paid $10,000, $20,000 more. It's, you know, and I have one of my really good friends is looking for a job right now. And I'm like, don't just look for that next title. You mm-hmm. know, she's an associate manager. Don't just look for a manager role because it honestly means nothing.
Right.
You know?
A title's a title.
Yeah.
And I always tell people, it's the content of the job that mm-hmm. matters the most because if it adds to your skill set that you already have, you have grown. Titles are titles. I mean, if you're in a small company, they don't have fancy titles.
No.
I mean, it's just not – that's not the case. So
you're in a small company. You could be a VP right. and it could mean nothing.
Right.
You know?
You have to look at the content of the job, the company, and not a title. And really look at what's best for you and your company.
Definitely. 100% agree.
You know, I was reading an article, I guess a couple weeks ago on...
stop reading.
Stop. Just stop. Stop reading. Is that your advice?
Stop reading. Just stop. All these articles, just stop.
No, just stop.
It's part of our script for every episode.
Yes.
We reference something that we supposedly read.
You're not supposed to say that. Security. Anyway, I was reading about a couple things that influence employees. Mm-hmm. One was the hiring process.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to give you kudos because every single... I'm currently hiring.
Oh.
For a project
manager.
If anybody's interested.
For a project manager job at Lexicon in St. Louis, yes. Please contact Michelle Woldridge.
What's your personal cell?
No. Yeah, no.
No, but I was reading the hiring process is a key factor in, you know, making them feel welcome, making them feel part of the team. And that starts from the very beginning, from the recruitment phase. And then also, obviously, we all know the statistic of people leaving because of your boss, like mm-hmm. you had already mentioned.
Yeah.
The people that I've been, you know, speaking to, they always say how amazing you are and how great and how you've covered everything from a cultural perspective of the company. And, you know, it leaves very little for me to interview them for. I'm just joking.
I was actually going to bring that up, but I didn't want to put Michelle on the spot. But I mean, you guys listen, you can probably hear her personality. So I remember I was applying for this job and it was so hard for me to get away. So I took my first phone interview in the car in the parking garage.
I remember
and
this.
I was like, she sounds so amazing. She's so happy and welcoming. I'm like, this is going to be great. I'm so excited about this. But
and it was,
you know,
7 a.m.
Yeah.
Mind you.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
No coffee, no soda yet.
Lauren does not get up that early. But it was worth it because we're here. But at the end of the day, Michelle was a fabulous first impression. And like Brad said, I've heard it over and over mm-hmm. again, too. I think there's multiple people at Lexicon who have taken this job because of the first impression that they're getting mm-hmm. with our recruiting team. And, you know, obviously it's not just here. It needs to be best practice everywhere.
Right.
It's very important to who you are. So if you guys want Michelle out there,
right.
you can have her too.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm happy to do it.
Not
anytime.
Just the recruiting, but
a
helping them
unicorn.
With onboarding.
Yeah.
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 Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
That's what
Everything.
I'm here for. Happy to do it for anyone. Whatever yeah. you need. Just let me know.
All right. Any last words?
Honestly.
Words of wisdom.
Just when you're out there recruiting, don't stay in one lane. Don't have a tunnel of what you think you want. Look outside of it and just embrace what is there and don't be afraid to ask for help. I mean, here at Lexicon, that's what we're here for. I love it. I love being able to see that end result and seeing people very happy. It's something that I'm really passionate about, even if it seems like, oh, this is not going to be something that they want to do. Yes, we would. Don't put it past us. We're here to help you and just let us know. We're up for it, even if it's a challenge.
Sounds good.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much, Michelle. It was a pleasure having
you
here. Definitely a little sunshine in the room having to sit here with Brad every day, but wow. You know how it goes.
Brad's awesome.
He is coming back for round two. I did ask him to co-host permanently, so I think he's earned
Yay.
His keep.
Yay.
So
I passed my job interview.
I know you are. So we are also hiring for CIO.
Nice.
Just kidding. Yeah, so that being said, again, thank you for tuning in to the Lex Factor. We love doing this every week. Looking forward to the next episode. Have a great day, guys.
Thanks for tuning in to the Lex Factor. Lexicon takes care of business so you can take care of law. Learn how to build a better practice at lexiconservices.com.